Bibles in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1.
翻到以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now it came to pass in the 30th year in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Kibar, that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of the king Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Kebar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there.
正是约雅金王被掳去第五年四月初五日，在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边。耶和华的话刻特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。
And verse 28.
然后是28节。
Only the last phrase.
最后一句。
But before the last phrase, second phrase, this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you for your love and mercy.
我们为你的慈爱和恩典献上感恩。
You have brought us so far by your faithfulness.
靠着你的信实，你把我们带到如今。
Now we want to commit this sharing into your hands and ask you to speak to our hearts.
我们把这段分享交在你的手里，求你对我们的心说话。
That you may reveal more of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你把基督更多的启示给我们。
This is our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
这是我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
So I'd like to share a few spiritual lessons from the book of Ezekiel.
我想分享以西结书里面一些属灵的功课。
Now our idea is to share.Something from Ezekiel's experience, life, and prophecy.
我们想通过以西结他的经历、属灵的经历、他的生活的经历和他的预言来分享。
So as we have just read in the first verses, Ezekiel had an experience.
当我们刚才读到的前面的第一节经节当中，以西结他有一个特别的经历。
And four things happened here.
在这里发生了四件事。
Number one, it says, I saw the heavens were opened.
第一件事就是他看天就开了。
Number two, he said, I saw visions of God.
第二件事则见神的异象。
Number three, He said, the word of the Lord came to me.
第三点，他说耶和华的话临到了他。
Number four, the hand of the Lord was upon him.
第四节就是耶和华的灵降在他身上。
So the heaven opened.
天开了。
The visions of God.
他看见神的异象。
The word of the Lord.
看见主的话。
And the hand of the Lord.
而且看见主的手。
And the...result of this experience was in verse 28. He said, this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
他这一切的经历的结果结论就是在第28节，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
So somehow everything that Ezekiel saw gave him this impression. He saw something of the glory of the Lord.
所以不管如何以西结所看到的他的结论就是他看到了耶和华的荣耀的形象。
And this is of course something that you and I should also see.
这也是你和我所应当见到的。
And the first thing he mentions, he saw the heavens opened.
首先他看见天就开了。
Usually when we look at the heaven, we just see as if it were a ceiling.
有的时候我们看天的时候,
but somehow here, the ceiling was opened.
但是这里不知为何, 这天花板就开了,
and Ezekiel could see what was beyond this ceiling, beyond this veil.
以西结就可以看到这天花板之上的, 在这个幕帐之外的,
so when he saw this heaven open, then he says, I saw visions of God.
当他看见天开了之后, 他说,
and in fact, if you read the book of Ezekiel, the 48 chapters, you're going to see that again and again he sees visions of God.
如果大家读以西结48章里面,
for example, Isaiah saw a vision.
我们看到了以赛亚,
but it was one, a vision at the beginning of his ministry.
以赛亚是在他服事的初期的时候看到了异象。
Paul saw a vision.
保罗看到了异象。
It was at the beginning of his ministry.
也是在他服事的开始的时候。
But with Ezekiel, as if he were seeing again and again visions from the Lord.
但是对以西结来说, 他就一次又一次的从主那里看到了异象。
There is a sequence that follows the whole book of Ezekiel.
这是这样的次序，事情就一直发生在整个以西结书里面。
But the vision is not enough.
但这意象还不够。
Because the vision must be interpreted.
因为意象必须被解释出来。
And that's why, besides the open heaven, besides the vision of God, he got the word of the Lord.
因为这意象被解释，所以除了天被开了，看见耶和华的意象，然后还有主的话要来。
But besides the open heaven, besides the vision, besides the word, he got the touch of the hand of the Lord.
除了神的话,他也有神的手,被神的手所触摸。
It is when we are touched by the Lord that the transformation occurs.
就当主的触摸了我们,这些转变就发生了。The
purpose of all visions is that we may be transformed.
所有的意象的目的都是我们会被改变。
And that something that is pleasant to the Lord may be the result. Now, what was the vision? I have to confess, it's not easy. And when we read this, sometimes we get confused. But we should not give up reading this vision. Because it is rewarding. We are able to see what Ezekiel saw.
如果我们能够看到以西结所看到的,
we will also experience what he had experienced. So, as a summary of this vision,
总结这个意象,
I'd like to call attention to a few points.
我想, 有几个重点给大家指出。
So the vision itself begins in verse 4, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 4.
意象是从, 第一章第四节开始,
goes until verse 28.
直到28节。
And in verse 28, we have the interpretation of the vision.
在28节那里, 我们有对这个意象的解释。
No matter what, everything that Ezekiel saw between verse 4 and 28 was the content of the vision.
不管如何, 从第四节到第28节之间的内容, 就是那个意象的内容。
So verses 1, 2, 3, the introduction to the vision.
第一到第三节是对这个意象的介绍。
Verse 4 to 27, the content of the vision.
第四节到第27节这个意象的内容。
And verse 28, it is the meaning of the vision.
第28节就是讲到这个意象的意义。
Everything that Ezekiel saw between 4 and 27,
在第四节和第27节之间已经所见到,
was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
So this is a very summarized expression of what the vision was. No matter what he saw the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
不管那个中间的内容细节如何，但它总体的结论就是，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
Then to make it simple,
简单的说
，Let us see what are the key elements in this vision.
让我们看到这个意象当中的重点。
Verse 4,
第四节
，He was looking and he saw a whirlwind coming out of the north.
他看到狂风从北方刮来。
A great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber out of the midst of the fire.
随着有一朵包或闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的金星。
So we should get this impression.
我们现在就有这样的印象。
He saw something.Coming from heaven like a storm.
他看到好像从天上有一些东西来，好像像一个狂风一样。
Heavy clouds.
然后很厚的云。
Then as if it were fire.
然后有火。
And lots of brightness.
有大光。
So this is the first thing we should see.
这是我们第一个要见到。
Second thing, he saw living creatures.
他看到了活物。
But he saw the likeness of living creatures.
他看到活物的形象。
And we should add this also to our imagination.
这也是在我们脑海中的想象的时候我们要这样思想。
First the storm.
首先是狂风。
The fire.
火。
The radiance.
然后亮光。
And then four living creatures.
然后四个活物。
AndThere's lots of appearance and likeness in this because Ezekiel is trying to express in human words divine realities.
在这里其实他没有可以人合适的词语，他想用人的话语来描述这个神圣的这种启示。
So we mentioned verse 4 and verse 5.
所以我们提到第四节和第五节。
And now from verse 6 until the 14th,We have descriptions of the details of these living creatures.
从第六节直到十四节讲到仔细的讲到这个活物的细节。
The storm of fire.
那个火焰。
The four living creatures.
这四个活物。
And now the description of the living creatures.
然后描述这四个活物。
Their faces.
他们的脸。
Their feet.
脚。
Their hands.
他们的手。
Their legs.
他们的腿,
their wings,
他们的翅膀,
their movements,
他们如何行动。
And then in verse 15, he mentions a wheel.
然后在十五节他又讲到轮。
And then you have to add this to your imagination.
然后又把大家要把这个放在脑海中的形象。首先是火,
fire,
火焰, 狂风火焰。
Four living creatures.
然后四个活物。
And then the wheels, besides or under the living creatures.
然后在活物脸旁有轮。
And then, in verse 22nd, you have a firmament.
然后在22节有一个穹苍。
It's a kind of heaven above the creatures.
然后好像就在那些受造活物的头之上的有一个好像一个天。
So you have the wheels.
大家有一个轮子。
The four living creatures.
有四活物。
The firmament.
然后有穹苍。
And above the firmament, you have a throne.
然后在穹苍上面有一个宝座。
But again, the likeness of a throne.
然后一个宝座的形象。
The appearance of a throne.
一个宝座的样子。
And on the throne, someone sat on it.
然后在宝座上有一个好像一个人坐的在上面。
And a rainbow.
然后有一个红彩虹。
So this is something that Ezekiel saw.
这就是以西结所见到的。
And he says, this is the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
他说到这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
Now if you read the description,
我们要读到这里的描述。
You will see many colors.
好像有很多的颜色。
Many noises.
很多的声音。
And a lots of movement, especially with the wheels.
有很多的动作运动，尤其是那轮子。
It is a wheel inside a wheel.
是轮子中间有一个轮子。
And these wheels are full of eyes.
然后轮子上面满了眼睛。
And if you read, I suggest you to read this portion of the Bible by yourself again and again.
And
you get the impression of lots of movement. Very dynamic. Lots of noises.
很多的声音,
lots of colors.
很多的颜色,
and movement in all directions, all possible directions.
And
especially this will inside the will is something that allow these creatures to move quickly in many directions.
然后它这个轮子当中有轮子, 就让那活物可以在各种多的方向上很快的迅速的运动。
And at the same time, they continue in the same direction.
然后同时呢, 他们都是在同一个方向, 运作。
It is, there is so much movement that it's almost impossible to follow everything that's going on in that scene.
在那个场面当中有那么多的, 东西在运动, 很难能够明白在发生什么事。
But at the same time, movement up, down, to the left, to the right, front, back, every direction.
但是在每一个方向上面, 上下, 左右, 前后,
but at the same time, those living creatures going on always in the same direction.
但是这些活物们都是同时在朝一个方向来运动。
So now we know that this is a kind of throne.
现在我们知道好像这是一个宝座。
It is a throne that is upheld by these living creatures.
是一个宝座，是这个这些活物们所组成的这个宝座。
As we have mentioned, these visions appear again and again throughout the book of Ezekiel.
我们刚才提到这个意象在以西结书里面一次又一次被提到。
And then it is repeated in chapter 10 with more details.
然后在第十章也给我们同样的重复，有更多的细节。
And then in chapter 10 it is written that again, I looked and there in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim.
第十章第一节, 我观看见基督伯头上的穹苍之中显出蓝宝石的形状。
So remember, we've mentioned there was a firmament above the four living creatures.
我们知道在那四合物上面有一个穹苍。
And now Ezekiel reveals to us that this is a firmament above the cherubim.
然后现在以西结告诉我们，是在穹苍，是在基路伯头上的穹苍。So
Ezekiel himself is telling us that those four living creatures,
所以细节他自己告诉我们呢，四个活物
were four cherubim,
是基路伯，四个基路伯。
That means were four angels,
就是四个天使。
Cherubims are very powerful angels.
基路伯是非常有能力的天使。
You know, angels, they are, of course, much more powerful than men.
大家知道基路伯是比人大有能力的。
Because we have in the Bible the mention that one single angel killed 185,000 soldiers from the Syrian army.
我们在圣经里告诉我们说, 一个天使就杀了 185,000
Yeah, many soldiers. A whole army.
亚兰的军队,
the angel is very, 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 very powerful.
天使是非常有能力的。
And also the angels, they are more intelligent than we are.
天使也比我们更有智慧。
They can think faster than we can think.
他们思想也比我们思想快得多。
And they are older than we are.
他们比我们年纪大，老得多，长得多。
So when man was created, the angels were already there.
所以当人被造的时候，那时候已经有了天使。
When the earth was created, angels were already there.
在地在创造的时候, 天使已经在那里。
And the angels can appear and disappear. They are really powerful.
天使可以显现也可以消失, 他们是很有能力的。
Angels can fly.
天使也可以飞翔。
So angels indeed are superior to man.
天使的确是比人更高超的。
So we see that these four very powerful angels were upholding the throne of God.
我们看到这四个, 基督伯的天使来，他们来，托着神的宝座。
And one impression you can have from this picture here,
从这里面的图画，我有一个印象。
I do hope you read it again and again when you go home.
我希望大家回家之后能够重复一遍又一遍来读。
But one impression we have is that it is a scene full of life and movement.
有一个印象就是这笔的图画是里充满了生命，充满了
and
活动。
That tells us that where God is, there is life.
这就告诉我们神所在的在哪里，哪里就有生命。
Everything God touches becomes alive.
所有神触摸的都成了活的。
So, in life speaks of the glory of God.
所以在生命当中就讲述了神的荣耀。
So if you just think of all forms of life we have in our universe,
大家如果想一下我们宇宙当中所有的生命的话
,It is very impressive.
非常让我们吃惊的。
That means everywhere you look, you can see life.
今天你到处看到都会看到的生命。
Everywhere you look, you can see movement.
你看到了运动。
Everywhere you look, you can see glory.
每次在任何地方都看到荣耀。
You can see the beauty of the Lord.
你看到了神的美丽。
You can see the power of the Lord.
你看到神的能力。
You can see the wisdom of the Lord.
你也看到神的智慧。
You can see the glory of our God.
你也看到了我们神的荣耀。
Think of the insects.
大家想一想昆虫。
So small.
那么小。
Tiny insects.
非常小的昆虫。
Butterflies.
我们想想蝴蝶。
Mosquitoes.
蚊子。
Mosquito is terrible, right?
蚊子很糟糕的。
I hate mosquitoes.
我很讨厌蚊子。
I think I'm not afraid of a lion.
我觉得我不会害怕狮子。
But I am afraid of a mosquito.
但是我很害怕蚊子。
Did you know that mosquitoes kill more than lions nowadays?
大家知道现在
That's true.
蚊子一年被蚊子而死的人远超过了狮子。
So if you think of the insects,
想想昆虫。
How can an insect have life?
昆虫怎么会有生命呢
？And move here and there.
到处来运动。
They have eyes.
他们有眼睛。
Legs, wings.
腿，翅膀。
You can think of the birds.
你可以想象鸟。
You can think of the animals.
想动物。
You can think of mankind.
想象人类。
You can think of the plants.
你想象植物。
Everything that exists.
每一个存在的这些。
And moves.
运动。
And lives.
活着。
Exist, moves, and lives because of the power of our God.
他们的存在，他们的生活都是因着神的能力。
We see in all these things the glory of our God.
在所有这一切的受造当中，我们看到我们神的荣耀。
So this scene, Ezekiel sees, he saw lots of life, everything alive.
所以以西结所看到的就是里面充满了生命。
In fact, if you can record with video like the growth of a plant.
如果大家可以看见视频关于植物的生长。
You're going to see that even the plants, they are moving upwards.
那个植物也在向上运动。
Of course, when the wind blows, the flowers are also moving.
当风吹的时候，的确花也不运动。
So what Ezekiel saw was the life in all that God has created.
以西结就看到了所有神所造的生命。
And also, if we could look in the microscopic world,
大家如果看微生物的世界
，lots of movement everywhere。
他们也是在哪里，到处方向都有在那里。
So this is indeed something that this vision wants to show that there is glory in the fact that our God is a living God。
所以这里就让我们看到了，的确，我们的神他是一个充满荣耀的神。
He is the source of life。
他是生命的源头。
He is creator of life。
他是生命的创造者。
He is sustainer of life。
他是生命的维系者。
He is the God of the living.
他是活人的神。
So this is one impression you should have.
这是我们应该有的一个印象。
But another impression is among all this variety of life and movement.
还有一个印象就是在所有的这些生命当中，所有的运动当中。
There is one unchangeable purpose in everything that God has created.
在神所有的受创造物的当中，有一个神不改变的旨意。
There is life everywhere, movement everywhere, but there is one unchangeable direction. Everything is moving.
虽然到处都有生命，但是有一个方向是不改变的。
And everything is moving.
当所有东西都在运动的时候。
The fulfillment of the purpose of God.
都是为了神的旨意能够得以成全。
And not thinking change it. 然后任何事情都改变不了这一个, nor man,
没有人,
nor angels,
没有天使,
nor powers,
没有能力,
God's purpose will be fulfilled invariably. And one aspect of this purpose
这个神的旨意的一个方面,
is that one day
有一天,
the whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. In the same way as the water covers the oceans, one day everywhere will reflect the glory of the Lord. And of course, when you look at the world, and sometimes even when we look at the church,
有的时候我们看教会甚至,
it looks like some things have no make no sense.
好像这里有些东西是不合道理。
Some things happen that we don't understand why God allowed these things to happen, but they do happen.
有的时候发生一些事情，我们不知道神为什么允许这些事情发生，但事情发生了。But
when we look at the vision with that you can see with an open heaven.
但是我们看到这个意象，看到一个开的天。
You see that no matter how much confusion and misunderstandings we can see around us, God has begun a work. God is going to finish this work. Our God is a God of purpose. In the midst of all this movement, all lives, everything looks like it is chaos.
在所有的这些活动，所有的这些创造的物当中，好像看起来是非常的没有秩序的。
God's purpose is being fulfilled.
但是神的旨意却得以成就。And
will be fulfilled.
神的旨意也将会得以成就。Now
it's interesting that this vision of so much life and activity going in one direction with one purpose is also has a throne.
很有趣的，所有的在这些。 这么多的活物当中，这么多生命当中，这么多方向当中，里面有缺往一个方向，这里面有一个宝座。
Enthroned in the Bible.
宝座在圣经当中。
Speaks of authority.
讲到权柄。
That means sometimes we can have the impression that everything is without government.
有的时候好像我们觉得有一个印象，好像事情没有在管制当中。
Sometimes we might have the impression that everyone does whatever he wants to do.
有的时候我们觉得好像每一个人都在做他所想做的事。Especially
nowadays, we live in a time where everyone has an opinion.
尤其是我们现在活在一个时代，每个人都有自己的想法。That's
not a problem, right?
那不是个问题。Because
we have minds in order to have opinions, right?
因为我们都有思想，我们都有自己的主见。We
were thinking. Creatures.
我们是会思考的动物，创造造物。
You should think.
你需要思想。
Please don't stop thinking.
请大家不要停止思考。
However,
但是,
opinions are not certainties.
但是我们的看法却并不是确据的。
Opinion is not the word of God.
我们的想法并不是神的话。
Schools of interpretation are not the word of God.
人对神的话语的理解不是神的话。
Everyone has his own opinion nowadays. And nowadays, even people are creating realities. For example, some people are born men,
有的人生下来男性,
but they think they are a woman.
他们觉得他们是女性,
right? Am I wrong?
我是不是有这样的事情?
So they create this reality. This is their opinion. You know, I like to think I am a poor person.
我是一个比较穷的人,
outside.
外表上来看,
I am rich inside.
但我里面是很丰富的,
I am a rich person in the body of a poor person. This is my reality.
我的现实就是我是在一个 好像很穷的身体当中，我却是一个富足的人。
Give my first class ticket in the airplane. I'm rich.
我有我在机场的头等舱的机票。This
is my opinion about myself.
我很富有，这是我对我自己的想法。
Some people think men think they are women.
有的男性觉得他是女性。
Some young people think they are cats and dogs.
有些年轻人是觉得他们自己是猫狗。
This is their opinion.
这是他们的想法。
And you cannot discuss their opinion.
我们好像不能够讨论他们的想法。
However, they forget.
但是他们却忘掉。
That there is one seated on the throne.
就有一位坐在宝座上的。
There is one truth.
有一个真理。
And the truth has a name.
那个真理有一个名字。
The name of truth is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
那真理的名字就是耶稣基督，神的儿子。
Not opinions.
不是人的想法。
Not schools of interpretation.
不是人对圣经的解释。
But there is one truth.
只有一个真理。
There is one God.
只有一个神。
The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就我们主耶稣基督的父。
And God is on the throne.
神坐在宝座上。
God is in control.
神在哪里管理。
And nothing escapes God's government.
任何没有任何事情能逃离神的管制。
This is something Ezekiel saw.
这就是以西结所见到的。
Of course, when we come to the New Testament,
当我们来到新约,
we know that when our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, the Bible says that heavens were opened.
当我们主耶稣受浸的时候，圣经告诉我们天开了。
And when heavens were opened, heavens revealed that Jesus Christ is the beloved Son of God.
当天开的时候，就启示了耶稣基督是神的爱子。
Then we know that Stephen saw the heaven opened.
我们知道斯提凡也看到天开了。
And when Stephen saw the heaven opened, he saw again the throne of God.
当他看见天开的时候，他再次看到神的宝座。
And our Lord Jesus Christ besides this throne.
我们的主耶稣在宝座的旁边。
And also Apostle John saw the heaven opened.
使徒约翰也看见天开了。
He also saw the throne of God.
他也看到神的宝座。
And especially in the book of Revelation, he saw how God is in control of the destinies of mankind.
同时他也在启示录当中看见了神怎么样在人类的历史当中做主掌权。
So invariably, whenever they saw the heavens open, they saw the throne of God.
所以没有改变的，每一次当看到天开了，大家都看到神的宝座。
And if we have this experience of an open heaven,
如果我们有经历这样天开的经历的话，
no matter what happens in our lives,
无论什么发生在我们生命当中，
we are going to see that God is in control.
我们都会发现神在那里管理。
That doesn't mean that we understand everything we go through.
那并不意味着我们明白我们所经历的一切的事情。
Because we need the word of God to interpret what we are going through.
因为我们需要神的话来解释我们所经历的。
But this is a fact.
但这是一个事实。
God is in control.
神在那里管理。
He reigns.
神在那里统管。
He's sovereign.
神在那里有主权的。
His purpose will be fulfilled.
他的目的，他的旨意啊，会得以成就。
One day the earth will be covered with his glory.
有一天，全地被他的荣耀所充满。
And one day there will be a glorified human race.
有一天啊，人类也会被他所转变，充满荣耀。
Everyone and each one of us expressing the glory of the Lord.
我们当中每一位人都会来表述神的荣耀。
The beauty of the Lord.
神的美丽,
the character of the Lord.
神的性情,
the power of the Lord.
神的能力,
the mercy of the Lord.
神的怜悯。
So whenever you have an open heaven, you see God in control.
每次当我们一个开的天的时候,
you see God in command.
神在那里控命令。
Now, maybe you could ask, okay, I'm very motivated with this sharing today.
所以你可能会问我今天听到这样的信息，我心中很多疑虑。
I do want to see the glory of God.
我就想见到神的荣耀。
I do want to see to have this experience of an open heaven.
我就想有这样一个天开的经历。
And you may even feel tempted to pray as Moses prayed, Lord, show me your glory.
你可能也会像摩西一样，向神来祷告说，主神呐，求你将你的荣耀显示给我。
But then we need to see something else from the experience of Ezekiel.
然后同时我们又要看到以西结的另一些的经历。
Because he said at the beginning of chapter 1, verse 1, Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month.
在第一节他说，当三十年四月初五日。
I was among the captives by the river Kebar.
他说以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中。
Now, this is something remarkable.
这是很特别的。
I would expect that Ezekiel had seen this vision if his experience were like Daniel, for example. He was in the palace. Daniel was in the palace, at the palace.
我可能会想象说以西结可能是像但以理一样是在皇宫当中看到这样的一项。
Or if maybe Ezekiel was in a library.
或者以西结可能是在图书馆当中。
Or in a gallery of art.
或者是在他的花园当中。
But here we see that Ezekiel was in captivity.
但这里我们看见以西结是在被掳的人中。
Think of that.
在此项。
Ezekiel was a citizen of the Israeli nation.
我们知道以西结是以色列的百姓。
In fact, he was a citizen from the kingdom of Judah.
他其实是犹大支派的。
Remember, the people of Israel was formed by 12 tribes.
我们知道以色列国分成十二支派。
And at the beginning, under Saul, David, and Solomon, they were a united kingdom, 12 tribes.
在大卫和所罗门的统治的时候，他们是十二个支派在一个国家，同一个国家里。
But we know that because of the sin of David and Solomon, and there came division among the kingdom.
我们知道因着大卫、所罗门的罪，那个国度就分裂了。
So it became a northern kingdom with 10 tribes.
然后就有北国十个支派。
And a southern kingdom with 2 tribes.
然后南国两个支派。
And that northern kingdom, they abandoned God.
然后北国他们就离弃了神。
They sinned against the Lord.
犯罪得罪神。
And the Lord allowed the Assyrians to come and to take them to abroad.
神就让亚述过来，然后亚兰过来把他们掳走。
So around the year 722 before Christ, the 10 tribes of the north were scattered everywhere because of their sin.
在主前720年的时候，北国他们就被流散到世界各地。
They abandoned the true God.
他们就离弃了真神。
They became idol worshippers.
他们成为拜偶像。
And their lives become filled with sins and unrighteousness and unholiness.
他们的生命充满了罪恶和不圣洁。
So 722 before Christ, they were scattered by the Assyrians.
在公元前720年，他们被亚述。
And only 2 tribes remained faithful to the Lord, the kingdom of Judah in the south.
但是只有两个支派向神来忠心，就是在南国的两个支派。
But around 100 years after the northern tribes were scattered, the tribes of the south were taken to captivity.
但是在北国亡国100年之后呢，南国他们也被掳了。
So they had the temple in the south in Jerusalem.
所以他们在南国在耶路撒冷他们有圣殿。
They had the sacrifices.
他们在那里献祭。
They had the altars.
他们在那里祭坛。
They have all the ritual.
他们所有的仪式。
But at the same time, they were sinning against the Lord.
但同时他们却犯罪得罪神。
If you read the book of Ezekiel, you'll see they were practicing idolatry inside the temple.
如果大家读以西结，会发现他们甚至在圣殿里拜偶像。
Now Ezekiel was not in Jerusalem.
以西结不是在耶路撒冷。
He was not in the temple.
他也不在圣殿当中。
He was in Kibar.
他是在加巴鲁河边。
In Babylon.
在巴比伦。
So what do you have here?
在这里看到什么呢?
You have a temple and a priest and a service that are not real.
在那里你看到了一个圣殿，在那里有服饰，但是那里却不真实。
And you have a priest without a temple.
在这里有一个祭司，他没有圣殿。
So of course, if you look at the life of Ezekiel, you could think, what kind of priest are you?
你如果看见以西结的生活，你会说你是什么样的祭司呢
？You are the one who sees the heaven opened.
你看到天开了。
You are the one who sees everything alive before God.
你看到在神面前所有一切都是活的。
You are the one who sees the throne of God.
你看到神的宝座。
You are the one who sees God's purpose going ahead without change.
你看到神的旨意向前没有改变。
So you are without any authority. Why?
你没有任何的权柄，为什么呢？
You are among the captives.
因为你是在被掳的人当中。
Do you see?
大家看到了吗？
So this was one of the difficulties of Ezekiel's ministry.
这就是以西结他服侍的难处。
Because part of his ministry was while Jerusalem was still alive, not being destructed.
因为在以西结服侍的时候，那个时候耶路撒冷城还没有被毁。
So the first 24 chapters of the book of Ezekiel, you see, Ezekiel preaching Jerusalem will be destroyed.
所以在以西结前面24章，以西结就在那里传讲说耶路撒冷被毁。
And the false prophets were saying, I don't see any destruction.
那些假先知就会说到，我们也没有看到任何的毁坏。
The temple is still there.
圣殿仍然在那里。
The sacrifices are still there.
在那里仍然有献祭。
The services of the temple are still there.
圣殿的服饰仍然在那里。
So for many years, Ezekiel preached against the false prophets who were saying, oh, please go back from Babylon to Jerusalem because God is not allowed destruction of the temple.
所以以西结在那里那么多年传讲，就针对那些假先知，那些假先知就说那些圣殿还在，让人们回到那些从巴比伦回到犹大地。
But finally,
但是最后
，after a few years passed by，
过了几年
，indeed， the Babylonians went，
的确巴比伦人就过去了
，destroy the temple exactly as Jeremiah as Ezekiel had predicted。
就好像耶利米像以西结所预言的那样，把耶路撒冷的圣殿毁掉。
No stone was left upon stone.
没有一个石头留在石头上。
Then Ezekiel's message has to change.
然后呢，以西结的他的信息就改变了。
He started preaching the same God that allows the destruction of the temple.
他就是讲到他的信息说，同样的一位神允许圣殿被毁。
Is the one who is going to build another temple even bigger. The glory of the new temple
新圣殿的荣耀
will be much, much, much larger than the glory of the former temple.
远超过先前的圣殿。
But no matter what, when he got this vision,
当他看到这个异象的时候,
he was a priest without a temple.
他是一个没有圣殿的祭司。
He was a minister without an altar.
He 是一个不是神的人，却没有祭坛。
He had the willingness to serve the Lord.
他愿意来服侍神。
But he was in captivity.
但是他却在被掳。
And here I think there is a very, very important lesson for me and for you today.
在这里，今天对你和我都有一个非常重要的功课。
That God will, in His wisdom and love and mercy, allows us to go into captivity.
在神的智慧、神的爱、慈爱、怜悯当中，他允许我们被掳。
But if we have eyes to see the heaven open,
如果我们有眼睛看到天开了,
even in captivity, we are going to see the glory of the Lord.
哪怕是在被掳的当中, 我们也可以看见神的荣耀。
Have you ever thought that we can only see the stars because of this dark background of the night?
大家没有想到过我们之所以能够看见天上的星星，就是因为天上黑暗的背景。
So it is in the middle of the night,
在夜间,
that the Lord will allow you and I to see the stars.
主会让你和我能看见的星星。
Or sometimes if you want to see a star during the daytime,
有的时候我们看在白天看到星星。
You have to dig a hole deep enough.
你要挖一个坑洞深很深。
Then you can see the stars.
然后你会看到那星星。
Many, many of the hymns that were written that we sing today, they were written during the night.
很多我们今天所唱的诗歌都是写作在那黑暗的时期。
They were written out of suffering.
他们在苦难当中写出来的。
Out of pain.
痛苦当中。
There is a story, a true story from a brother in Brazil.
在巴西有个弟兄的真实故事这样。
He belongs to the Navy in Brazil.
他是巴西的海军。
And someone has done something wrong in the headquarters.
有的人在总部做了一些错事。
And this brother was accused falsely.
这个弟兄就被错误的指责。
And he had two options.
他有两个选择。
He could get a mild penalty if he admitted being guilty.
他 他可以承认啊，他犯错了，然后他会有一个轻微的处罚。
And he would get a very heavy penalty if he maintained his innocence.
但是他如果坚持自己是公义的话呢，他就会得到一个非常严厉的处罚。
He was a Christian believer.
他是一个基督徒。
And we believers, we do not lie.
我们作为基督徒，我们不说谎。
We believers do not condone unrighteousness.
我们也不与啊不义来妥协。
If we are guilty, we say, yes, I'm guilty.
如果我们是有罪责的话，我们说的确是我们错了。
And if a believer is innocent, he will never say he is guilty.
如果一个信主的人他没有错，他不会不要承认他。
Believers don't lie.
我们基督徒不说谎。
Believers hate lying.
我们恨恶谎言。
Believers hate unrighteousness.
我们恨恶不公义。
Believers don't want anything wrong.
我们不想与任何不义有关。
This brother decided, I'm not going to say I am guilty if I am innocent, even if I have to pay a heavier price.
这弟兄他就说，哪怕我要付很大的代价，但是因为我没有犯罪，我不会承认我犯错。
His superior in the Navy sent him to the dungeon for a couple of weeks, maybe 4 weeks.
所以他的上司就把他放到了那个地牢当中，放了四周。
Dungeon.In the headquarters of Navy in Brazil.
在巴西的总部的地牢的里面。
Cold.
非常寒冷。
Dark most of the time.
非常的黑暗。
Scarcely having something to eat.
非常少的食物。
Alone.
非常孤独。
And this brother starts to think, why am I going through all this suffering?
这个弟兄就还在思考说，我为什么要经历这么多的苦难？
What are my colleagues going to think of me? Because I always preach of God, and now where I am at the dungeon.
我的同事他们怎么同僚怎么想思想想我，因为我常常跟他们讲述神。
I am suffering.
我现在就在地牢中受苦。
And some of his friends thought of him and they thought, how can we do to alleviate his suffering?
还有一些朋友们就想到他说，我们做什么事情能减轻他痛苦呢？
They found a way of giving him a Bible and a guitar.
他们就想了一个办法来给他一本圣经，给他一把吉他。
And in the midst of that very painful experience,
在那非常黑暗痛苦的经历当中，
that brother received a hymn from the Lord.
那个弟兄从主那里领到了一首诗歌。
Very beautiful hymn.
非常美丽的诗歌。
About the captivity of Israel.
讲到以色列的被掳。
And this hymn says something like that, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, your place is not in captivity.
这个诗歌是这样说，耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，你不是在那被掳当中。
What have you done?
你在做什么了？
Return to thy God.
转向你神。
Return to the glory of thy God. Something like that.
转向你神的荣耀。
And when this brother left the prison,
当这个弟兄离开监狱的时候，
he started to share this hymn.
他就分享这首诗歌。
And this hymn became a bestseller. We don't say bestseller, right? It's a Grammy winner.
这首诗歌就成为好像格莱米这种奖的得奖。
For the rest of his life, this hymn of this brother helped so many brothers and sisters.
在这个弟兄的一生当中，这首诗歌帮助很多弟兄。
So what was captivity to this brother?
所以对这个弟兄来说是被掳。
Became the way of freedom to many brothers and sisters for the remaining of his life.
在我们这个弟兄余下的一生当中，这首诗歌成了很多弟兄姊妹让弟兄姊妹得释放的诗歌。
What is the lesson we have to learn here?
这里我们要学到什么样的功课呢？
Not always we understand what we are going through.
我们常常不明白我们所经历的。
Sometimes we go through a very long and dark night.
有的时候我们经历一个非常漫长的黑夜。
And very often it is a lonely experience.
但经常这是一个很孤单的经历。
It's you and God.
只有你和神。
People will not understand you.
别人不能够理解你。
Sometimes even your family does not understand you.
甚至你的家人也不能够理解你。
Sometimes your brothers and sisters do not understand you.
有的时候你弟兄姊妹也不理解你。
But if you use this experience,
但是你又利用这样的经历
to look to heaven,
看天
and if the Lord gives you an open heaven,
如果主给你一个敞开的天
if you see beyond the veil,
你看到了穹苍之上
if you see above the firmament,
你看到穹苍之上
You are going to see the glory of the Lord.
你就会看见神的荣耀。
And the glory of the Lord is totally satisfying.
神的荣耀就完全的满足了你。
The glory of the Lord is totally convincing.
神的荣耀就完全的说服你。
The glory of the Lord is going to make you to say, God is God. I'm only a man.
神的荣耀会让你承认神是神，我只是个人。
God is God.
神是神。
He can heal me.
他可以医治我。
Or he can allow me to stay in sickness.
他可以继续让我在疾病当中。
He is still God.
他仍然是神。
I can have bread for breakfast today.
我今天早晨可以吃早餐。
Or I can have just water.
或者我可能早晨只能喝水。
He is still God.
但他仍然是神。
God knows what He is doing.
神知道他所做的。
God knows the good end He has for you and for me.
他也知道他为我们所预备的好。
God has a plan.
神为你我有计划。
God's plans cannot be frustrated.
神的计划不会被拦阻。
God's way cannot be diverted.
神的旨意不会被转变。
God's victory cannot be transformed into a defeat. God is the victor.
神是得胜的，他的得胜不会变为失败。
He will be the victor.
他也要仍然要得胜。
God's will and purpose will prevail.
神的旨意，神的目的会得胜。
And one day,
有一天
just as the waters covers the sea,
就好像呢，对，充满了海洋。
The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the whole world.
对耶和华荣耀的知识要遍满全地。
Today we see as if it was in a mirror, it was a foggy.
今天我们好像对着镜子，好像模糊的。
The Bible says one day we are going to see Him as He is.
圣经告诉我们，有一天我们就要看见他，他所是。
And then we will be transformed into His likeness.
我们就会被他荣耀的形象所改变。
We will be as He is.
我们就会变得像他。
I have to confess that this is my first visit to Blushing after 5 years. I was trying to count.
我数算了一下，这是我五年之后再次来到法拉盛这里。
I'm very glad to see new faces here.
我很高兴在这里看到很多新的面孔。
Younger faces.
年轻的面孔。
Right?
是不是？
But at the same time, I have to confess, I've seen some faces who got a little bit older.
同时呢，我也看到了一些好像年纪长了、增长了一些的。
Some white hairs. I myself white beard, right?
有些白头发了，我自己的胡子也白了。
As we are today.
就是这是我们今天所示的。
It is not yet our final state.
但这并不是我们最终的阶段。
Thanks the Lord.
感谢主。
Our bodies are getting older.
我们的身体变老了。
Some of us have more wrinkles than 5 years ago.
我们比五年前皱纹可能更多了，有些人。
But it is a promise in the Bible.
但是圣经里有这样的应许。
When we see our Lord in His glory,
当我们在主的荣耀当中见到我们的主
，we will have new bodies.
我们会有一个新的身体。
The Bible says glorified bodies.
圣经告诉我们是一个荣耀的身体。
No wrinkles.
不再有皱纹。
No gray or white hair.
不再有花白的白头发。
You even don't need that cream that sister used here.
我们不用再用姊妹所用的那种除皱霜。
The sister knows, yes. Yeah. Anti-aging, right? You pass here and then look in the mirror again and again, but it doesn't work.Right? After a while, the wrinkles appear again. But one day, we'll get what the Bible calls incorruptible bodies. Glorified bodies. That don't die. Don't get sick. Cannot sin. And above all, can standin the presence of the Lord of glory.
最重要的可以在荣耀的主的面前站立。
So our prayer is that the Lord may give us an open heaven.
所以我们的祷告就是求主给我们一个敞开的天。
And that we may see visions of God.
Of course, nowadays we don't have to only see the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord, because we can look at Jesus.
对，今天我们其实可以看见神荣耀的形象。当我们看主耶稣的时候
，He is the glory of the Lord.
他就是神的荣耀。
Of course, we want to have these visions of God interpreted by the Word of God.
所以我们需要神的话来把这个神荣耀的意象给我们解释出来。
Finally, we want to be touched by the hand of the Lord.
最终我们会啊。被神的手所触摸。
Sometimes, even if we see the glory of the Lord,
有的时候甚至当我们看见神的荣耀，
you're weak,
如果你软弱，
almost faint,
你会甚至会晕倒。
We need the touch of the hand of the Lord.
我们需要的主手的触摸。
To go one more night.
就再经历这一晚。
We don't need strength for the next 10 years.
我们不需要力量再过在将来的十年。
Only for tonight.
我们只需要他给我们力量今晚。
Tomorrow will be a new day.
明天就是一个新的一天。
Tomorrow the mercy of our Lord will be renewed.
明天神的又给我们新的。
Tomorrow the faithfulness of our Lord will be renewed.
我们主他的信实每一天的恩典是新的。
And tomorrow we will have grace for tomorrow.
明天我们会有明天够用的恩典。
What we need today?
我们今天需要什么呢?
Grace for one night.
我们只需要这恩典让我们
到这里吧。 Where do we get this grace?
我们从哪里得到这恩典呢?
From the touching of the loving hand of our God.
就是我们神他慈爱的手对我们的触摸。
This is how we live one night.
这就是我们如何过这一晚。
Then another day.
然后再一天。
Another night.
再一晚。
Another day.
再一天。
It is day by day.
一天又一天
with a life of an open heaven,
然后我们就有一个敞开的天
visions of God,
人的意象
the word of God,
人的话
the loving touch of the hand of the Lord,
人手慈爱的触摸
May the Lord continue speaking to our hearts,
但愿主继续对我们的心说话
Let us conclude with a word of prayer,
当我们结束的时候我们有一些祷告
We thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy.
主，谢谢你的慈爱和怜悯。
We commit these words into your hands.
我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Ask you to continue speaking to our hearts.
求你继续对我们的心说话。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我主耶稣基督。
Give us eyes that we are able to see, Father.
给我们的眼睛，让我们可以看得更远。
That you are in control.
你在那里管理统治。
Your purpose will be fulfilled.
你的旨意被成全。
Amen.
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 我们唱一首诗歌结束的时候，诗歌452首，你信实和广大。452。四百四十二首。452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452. 452.